I miss you, babe. I know you had to make this trip, but I miss you so much it makes me ache. When I crawled into bed last night, I lay there in the luxury of my Tempur-Pedic bed and 1,000 thread count sheets and fantasized about you, about us, about the last time we were in bed together. I remember I slowly drifted up from slumber and felt you laying next to me. You felt so good, I could not resist the urge to touch you. I ran my fingers down along your arm and traced each finger of your hand. So lovely and still in sleep. So deft and beautiful when touching me, making me twist and moan and ache. I moved my hand back up your arm and slid it across your chest, nestling closer into you, my body pressed against your side. My hands traveled sleepily over you, delighting in the feel of the skin along your collarbones, your chest, your abdomen. I felt your sigh in your sleep and watch your eyes move under your eyelids. Not wanting to disturb your rest any further, I kissed a fingertip and pressed it into your mouth, and then, resting my head on your shoulder, fell back to sleep. I awakened some time later to find myself snuggled into the vacated spot on your bed. Your pillow hugged me. I could smell your scent on the pillow, and it pleased me, but after a short while, I began to wonder where you'd gotten off to. I slipped from the bed and into my robe, then went looking for you. I found you sitting at the desk, typing at your computer. I moved quietly up behind you and reached my hand out to caress your shoulder, my fingertips gliding down your arm and back up. You made a pleased sound in your throat and captured my hand in yours, and turning your head, placed a warm kiss upon it. My other hand buried itself in the hair at the back of your neck, and again you made a wonderfully sensuous sound like a purr. I flexed my fingers in your hair and, pulling your head back, bent to tease your mouth with mine. You kept trying to deepen the kiss, but I pulled away each time so that our lips just barely brushed each other. Finally, you slipped your free hand to the back of my neck and pressed against it, forcing my mouth against yours. Kissing me with such passion. You kept hold of my hand and turned the chair around so that you faced me. Your hands moved to untie my robe and then rested on my hips. And then you stood up very slowly, your bare flesh running up along my own. Then you took my hand and led me back to the bedroom, where you stopped just short of the bed and pulled me against you, slowly but firmly. The pressure of your fingers increased to the point of near pain as you bent your knees to better cup me against you, leaving me in no doubt of your arousal. I tried to move backwards to the bed, but you continued to hold me and, bending your head, you ran your mouth down over the skin of my neck and kissed inwards along my collarbone. Your fingers released me, only to tangle themselves in my hair as I leaned my head back, enjoying the feel of your mouth sliding onto my throat in a moist, teasing kiss full of tongue and lips. I could not stop myself from arching toward you, pressing myself intimately against you. I ran my hands restlessly along your shoulders and down your chest, my fingernails catching on your nipples. You jumped and caught your breath, and in that moment, I leaned backwards into the bed, pulling you forward onto me. Oh, we lay that way for quite some time, kissing and caressing, enjoying the simple joy of skin against skin. But oh, how I ached, my arousal welling up within me, the moisture rising where the pressure was most pleasurable. I took your hands in mine and held them out to the side, then ground my hips slowly upwards, rubbing myself against you. And you grinned and ground back. I want... I breathed and stopped to kiss your lovely mouth. I sucked your bottom lip into my mouth, running my tongue along the sensitive inner lining. You moaned and pulled back a little, so I released your lip and raised my knees, pressing my hips upwards and rocking against you with more urgency. You slid your hands down along the underside of my thighs, caressing them, pulling them up higher until my feet slipped along the small of your back. I locked them behind you and pulled your head down, and the kiss we exchanged was full of simmering longing. I ached for you, and I wanted you inside me. When you rocked your hips, pressing yourself against my mound, the stimulation was unbearable. I pressed my hands on your shoulders and shifted my hips, quickly flipping you onto your back. I sat up, straddling you, and rocked my bottom against the hardness underneath it. I was so wet that I slipped easily along the length of you. You slid your palms over my skin and arched your back. "Is that what you want?" you asked as you thrust yourself against me. I just moaned and dug my fingernails into your chest, feeling lightheaded with longing. With your hands on my ass, you urged me upwards until I could feel you pressing in the right place. And then I reversed the motion, slipping downwards, crying out at the wealth of feeling coursing along my nerve endings, and the wonderful feel of you filling me up again. We rocked together, languidly at first, and then later with more urgency. Our hands entwined, our voices raised in moans and cries, we swayed along the path of pleasure for as long as we could. I climaxed with your thumb pressed against my clit, my head thrown back, and my hands pressed into your thighs to support myself as I arched backwards. Afterwards, I kept rocking and moved a hand to your balls. "Be still," you moaned. "I don't want to come yet." But I continued to touch you and move against you, until with a groan you seized my hips and slammed upwards into me. Once, twice, three times. Your hands savage in their urgency. Oh, the sounds you made, and the waves of pleasure and pain as you penetrated me so deeply that I cried out, and that pushed you over the edge, your body frozen in mid-arch. I clamped down on you and touched my clit and brought myself to orgasm along with you exalted and glowing, until we collapse together into the bed, our bodies slick with sweat, our chests heaving. We fell asleep with our bodies entwined, breathing deeply at the scent of temple incense and sex that filled the air. It was a lovely episode, a lovely moment, and I love revisiting it in memory and masturbating to it.